And welcome to another edition of Bavarian Podcast Works. My name is Marcus, and I'm here to review Bayern Munich's thrilling, joking, it was quite a mediocre, 2-0 win against Cologne that happened just now. It was a sunny day in Munich. The weather looked nice, and the Allianz Arena was bumping. I wanted to start off with my praise for the Bayern Munich fans. Today, knowing that the Bundesliga tomorrow will most likely be over, it would be excusable for the fans not to show up. However, I thought they were fantastic throughout the game, even with Bayern playing a lot of a B team for today's game. The fans were amazing. They really showed that this team will be supported no matter what. So I wanted to start the pod giving them an extra shout out. But I digress. Let's go over the lineups. So Bayern played seven different starters today compared to the midweek game against Arsenal on Tuesday. In goal was Sven Ulreich. Then the defense consisted of Joshua Kimmich on the right back position, Matthijs de Ligt and Eric Dier. Then also Masraoui on the left back. The midfield had Pavlovic and Rafa Guerreiro. Then Coman was on the right wing, Müller was in the center, and Tell played on the left wing. Harry Kane was the sole striker today. I, for one, have no real criticism of this lineup. I think it's quite good that Bayern decided to rest many players before the crucial game against Arsenal next week on Wednesday. I thought first and foremost, it was kind of strange seeing Masraoui on the left back, and I felt that he did struggle on the left back position. He's more of a right back. He feels more natural on the right back position. Considering that Davies will miss the game against Arsenal next week, I did think that was quite strange, but it's nice to see Masraoui also getting some minutes. I love to see both Pavlovic and Matthijs Tell getting a start. I think they both deserved it. Both two youngsters that, if they don't play a home game against Köln, they should never really play. So I thought Pavlovic and Tell, it was very nice to see them. Of course, also nice to see the legend Thomas Müller after missing the Arsenal game. Well, after being on the bench in the Arsenal game. And it made sense that Harry Kane played today out on top because he is chasing that goal-scoring record. I thought, considering that the Bundesliga is almost over, I was happy with a bit of a shuffle in the lineup. And of course, when you see so many new faces, as a fan, you want to see these players who doesn't feature too much in the lineup to be energized, to go out there and do their best, even though the game didn't have too much on stake. However, in the first 20 minutes, Köln had the biggest chances. I think the first 20 minutes, Köln actually was the better team. Bayern Munich only had one shot, not even on goal, in the first 20 minutes. It wasn't a great start from Bayern Munich. However, the first chance for Bayern came in the 29th minute when Guerreiro missed a sitter. It was a fantastic save from the goalkeeper, but he really should have scored that. Great build-up play from both Thomas Müller and Harry Kane. Then 6 minutes after, Harry Kane had a shot in the post after a lovely Thomas Müller flick. That really should have been 1-0 for Bayern, because Harry Kane also had another chance 2 minutes later. And Bayern, by this point, so the 37th minute, was in complete control of the game. And then 4 minutes later, I think it was, Harry Kane had his third big chance with a header that was, you know, in the box. And you have to wonder, how many does this man need? I mean, he's chasing a record, for God's sake. He's chasing that Robert Lewandowski record, and he's missing now three chances. I mean, yes, not all clear-cut, but the best strikers would have, I think, scored those, if I can be quite harsh towards poor Harry, title-less Harry. I think he should have really scored those. And by this point, the 41st minute, Bayern was really in the driving seat. It looked like they would have gone up 1-0 before the halftime. Because not shortly after Harry Kane's brigade of misses, Mathys Tel hit the second goalpost of the game from Bayern. This time, yeah, going wide, of course. And yeah, by this point, I mean, this was the 43rd minute in the game. You were wondering how is this game 0-0? Bayern should be more clinical. That's at least what I was thinking. But then that was it from the first half. Overall, yeah, I mean, quite mediocre. I don't want to, you know, pile on negativity, especially after a positive result midweek against Arsenal. But Köln are really not the best team. And I know Bayern did heavily rotate their squad, but second halftime it was 0-0. Bayern did have some chances, but it looked quite slow. It looked quite creativeless. And yeah, it was just quite a slow game, the first half. The second half started out with Coman getting injured. So that was a big shame. It looked quite bad. He couldn't really walk after. It looked like he twisted his knee almost, I think it was. I fear his season is over, which is a real shame for someone who has been so injury prone. Someone who is, yeah, almost one of Bayern's longest serving players at this point. He's obviously a legend considering he scored the Champions League title winner for us. So speedy recovery, King. Hope you're back soon. Then, yeah, apparently shortly after this, Tel had a chance, but I went to the bathroom and I missed that. But maybe someone in the comments can say how big of a chance that was. Then in the 60th minute, there was a double replacement for Bayern. Upamecano came on for Matthijs de Ligt and Alphonso Davies came on for Masraoui. I suspect that this was already decided. These were two substitutions that were going to happen no matter what. Because at this point, it was still 0-0. And yeah, it was two defenders substitutions. So I think that they were already decided before the game. But then in the 64th minute, it finally happened. Joshua Kimmich did a short corner and he saw Rafa Guerreiro in a enticing position for him to flick the ball on his left foot and then ping it. Yeah, it was a fantastic strike for him. Outside the penalty area, the goalkeeper had no chance. Individual brilliance. It was a really nice goal. And I'm happy for Guerreiro, who's starting to play more and more. And I think this was his third goal of the season. But most likely his nicest one. It was a really fantastic strike. And Bayern takes the lead in the 64th minute. Yep, then in the 79th minute, Rafael Guerreiro gets replaced by Konrad Laimer. Pavlovic also was replaced by Leon Goretzka. And yeah, this is the 80th minute, guys. As you'll notice, I don't have too much highlights to talk about in the second half. And that is because this second half was a snooze fest. Vanilla ice cream is what I would describe it. Boring, slow, no chances from either team. Köln's tactical game plan was quite clear. It was to frustrate Bayern by being very defensive. But Bayern didn't really have the incentive to push up and create a second goal. And it was just made for a really boring second half. Really, really boring. Which is a shame because it was, as I said in the beginning, it was a sunny day. It had every opportunity to be a fantastic Saturday afternoon game for the fans at the stadium. But yeah, this game was boring. And by this point, I mean, if I wasn't told by I Need No Name that I'm going to do this podcast, I think I might have dozed off and have my Saturday snooze. But yeah. But then it got exciting in the 89th minute when Upamecano, completely unpressured, passed a ball right to a Köln player in Bayern's player box, really, who almost scores the equalizer. I think the Köln player shot it off a Bayern foot, but then the deflection came to another Köln player who almost scored, but it was a fantastic save from Sven Ulreich. And yeah, it was just, I mean, Köln almost scored there. It could have been 1-1 and Leverkusen could have, you know, become champions by that point. And it just made me think of, I mean, Upamecano's inconsistency remains unmatched at this level, no? His lack of concentration, for me, is what separates him from ever becoming a world-class player. I think his physical attributes are, you know, fantastic. He's fast, he's strong, he has every kind of like physical attribute to become a world-class center back. He's good with the ball as well. However, he just have these lapses of complete brain farts. And I mean, we've seen it happen in very important games, but now it happened here. And I mean, he was close. Upamecano was close to give Leverkusen the title. That's what happened in the 89th minute. But then on the other side of the pitch, a Köln player gives Thomas Müller a present. Two Köln players didn't really clear the ball very well. There was good pressing from Müller, who, you know, got there and he got the ball. And then he was 1-on-1 against the keeper. He was calm as a cucumber. And he makes it 2-0. And Bayern wins 2-0. That was the last minute, almost. So, yeah, that was the game. That was the rundown of the game. So, yeah, what are my main takeaways from this game? I found it a real shame that Kingsley Coman got injured. I really feel for him. It must be so frustrating to have all this talent that he has, you know, work for something your whole life, and then it just kind of gets snatched away from you consistently, like it has for poor King. So again, I just want to say speedy recovery to Coman. Another takeaway from me was it was good that Bayern won. I mean, considering that there was a lot of shuffle of the starting 11, I think it was good that Bayern won. I think it's good that Leverkusen didn't get the title today. I think Bayern, considering their away support, considering their home support, I think it was good that Bayern, you know, at least showed up and gave those fans a at least a good day out in the sun and with a Bayern win. So that was good. Yeah, but the main takeaway, I guess, is that it's clear that Bayern was saving their energy for Arsenal. And today's game kind of felt a little bit like a friendly, you know. It was not much at stake. It was a lot of stake for Köln, so that was, you know, something at least for the neutral to be excited about. But if you're a Bayern fan, today was really not too much at stake, right? We all know that Bayern won't win the league this year, and really, if you're a Bayern fan, really the big game is in, what is it now, 4 or 5 days against Arsenal. So who impressed me from the Bayern team? Well, it was quite a lackluster performance all around. No one was abysmal. I don't think anyone was particularly really bad, but no one was really particularly very good from the Bayern team. If I have to pick a few, I think both Thomas Müller and Joshua Kimmich show that they are professionals and that they will treat any game with the utmost professionalism. They both were good. I think Thomas Müller, obviously, he scored in the last minute, but I think overall he created small chances inside the box, especially his little flick on to Kane should have been a nice assist for him. But again, Kane missed. But also Joshua Kimmich at right back. I know Joshua Kimmich gets a little bit of slack from fans this year. And yes, I also agree that, you know, he has actually declined. His performances has declined over the past, almost 1.5 years. But I think ever since he was kind of put in right back position again, I will credit him for, you know, taking that on the chin. You know, he's not a player who's gonna go around moping. He's gonna give his all for 90 minutes. He's complete professional, and I thought he was quite good today as well. Another two that was good was Rafa Guerreiro and Pavlovic. I didn't think that the midfield completely controlled the game, considering, you know, the game was relatively low in terms of pace. But both had a good game. Pavlovic, I thought, you know, he's the deeper playmaker of the two, while Guerreiro is the one who's a bit more offensive. It was nice to see Pavlovic having a solid game. I know he's been a bit injured, so it was nice to see that he's back. And had a solid game. But my man of the match is actually Sven Ulreich, who did a decisive stop in the last minute. when Bayern was 1-0 up, so it could have been 1-1. And yeah, did some good stops in the first half, and I think credit it should be given where credit is due. Sven Ulreich had a good game, and yeah, I think he's shown that he's a good second goalkeeper when Neuer is either injured or when you feel that Neuer should be saved for other big games. Right. So in conclusion, I think in conclusion it's quite hard to judge this game, as Bayern clearly did not really put a lot of weight on this game. I wouldn't say that this, you know, 90 minutes against Köln gave me optimism before the Arsenal game on Wednesday next week, because for me it's just very clear that Bayern needs reinforcements in terms of squad quality. I mean, after Darmstadt, this Cologne side is the worst in the league, and they almost snatched a point today. Köln will most likely get relegated this year. And yeah, Bayern not being able to really see them off at home, even though the game doesn't really matter, is a bit worrying, I think. And that is not only due to the coach. I'll have to say that I'm no Thomas Tuchel fan. I don't think many on BFW is. But I mean, I think it was Carlo Ancelotti who once said that coaches are mere motivators, right? Games are won and lost by the players on the pitch. And this Bayern team just doesn't seem consistent enough to compete with the very best. So hopefully Bayern can continue their run in the Champions League. That would be fantastic. But this game did not give me too much confidence that, you know, Bayern will go through against Arsenal next week, or if they will win against Real Madrid or City in a potential semifinal. But I think that is my final ramble. I will end the podcast here. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Marcus Iredal. You can find me on Twitter. My Twitter handle, I believe, is Iredal Marcus. I think that's it. And yeah, stay tuned for more Bavarian Football Works articles. I know the boys will write about the awards and the observation against the game against Cologne. And also the boys and girls will do a podcast before the Arsenal game. So please stay tuned for that. And yeah, have a great Saturday. Have a great weekend, my friends. All the best. Ciao.